welcome back to my podcast. Today I'll be talking about if adults should put GPS trackers on kids. Why I chose this topic? I chose this topic because, as I saw the title, it led me to curiosity. How can I relate to this topic? I can relate to this topic because my parents occasionally get concerned about where I'm going when travelling on my own. In this podcast from Short and Curly, this is what students had to say about this topic. Number one, I don't think kids should constantly be tracked. I heard some celebrity mum say that if she had the option to microchip her children, she wouldn't do it. Number two, most parents use the Find My iPhone app to track their kids who have mobile devices. It's not super accurate, as you cannot find them in the exact location, but you can get the idea of where they are nearby. Number three, you do feel safe, but you don't feel like you're being trusted. Number four, yes, my parents care about me, but I feel as if they don't believe that I have the capability of having independence. This podcast from Short and Curly also stars a guest named Vanessa. Vanessa is a mother of three children and tracks them on her phone, mostly with her 11-year-old son. She gets concerned whenever he's out and about, as he barely answers phone calls from his mum. His mother normally checks whereabouts he's located, but she doesn't constantly track him. Vanessa says she hopes it's the best for the both of them, making sure that everyone is all safe. Today I'll be interviewing James Gardiner. James, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Rachel?
Good, thank you.
That's all right.
Question one. Do you agree that GPS trackers should be put on kids and why?
No, I don't actually think they should be placed on an individual. I think that's a little bit extreme. Maybe a device in their backpacks or something along those lines, but just so you know where, you know, a child might be, but to put it actually on the actual persons, I don't think that is right. It's a bit strange.
Okay, last question. Do you think kids should at least be given the opportunity to travel independently without having to be tracked?
I think that's more of a discussion for each family. If they're in the city and they haven't travelled before, then maybe it might be a good idea for their own safety. But if they're in the country and they know there's not much around, I don't really see the need for it. But it's definitely very an interesting topic to debate.
Okay. Thank you, James. Hope you had a great time.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for that.
Why did this topic interest me? This topic interests me because, as you can see, kids don't realise how much their parents love and care for them. In my opinion, I think kids 12 years of age or above should have the chance of being independent when travelling by themselves, because when they get older, they need to at least learn about being aware of what's around them in the public. Where did I find this podcast? I found this podcast on abc.net.au on Short and Curly. The date was released on 21st of June this year, 2019.